Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Rebbe T. Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice. Today we're gearing up for the last few Mishnahs of Season 3. We are in Chapter 6. We're in Mishnah 6. 6-6 Vav-Vav. We're almost done. All previous episodes and seasons are at anchor.fm/RebT. Again, excuse me, we're going to take our summer hiatus and come back, God willing, in the beginning of the new school year with a new sage, a new commentary for Season 4 of the PAL. Meanwhile, in the summer hiatus, God willing, we will do a special summer mini-series, hopefully looking at Igeres HaRamban, the letter for the ages, which we'll probably call the BLT, Better Through Letter. So let's look at 6-6, Vav-Vav, Gedola Torah, Yosher Mina Kohuna. This is a large Mishnah. We won't have much time for commentary, mostly looking at the Pshat today, maybe a little bit in the commentary coming from the Yad Avraham. Gedola Torah Yosher Mina Kohuna Mina Malchus. Torah is greater than the priesthood and royalty. Shal Malchus Niknes B'Shlosh Malos. For royalty is acquired with 30 attributes. V'Kohuna, priesthood, V'Arba'a, with 24 attributes. V'Torah Niknes B'Arba Im Ushmana Devarim. But the Torah is acquired with 48 things. And it goes on to list them. V'Elohim, these are they. V'Talmud, study. V'Shmias Ozen, attentive listening. V'Arichas Sevasayim, with articulation. V'Vinas Halev, with understanding. V'Sichlas Halev, with discernment. V'Ema, with dread. V'Yira, with fear. V'Anava, with humility. V'Simcha, with joy. V'Tahar, with purity. V'Shimash Chachamim, with ministering to sages. V'Dikduk Chaverim, with listening to colleagues, with analysis of the colleagues. Bepilpul Talmidim, with the sharp debate of students. Beyishuv, with a settled mind. Bemikra, with knowledge of scripture. Bemishnah, knowledge of Mishnah. Bemiyot Tzchard, curtailing business activity. Bemiyot Derech Eretz, curtailing social activity. Different type of Derech Eretz than what we think of. Bemiyot Tanig, with curtailing of pleasure. Bemiyot Shein, with curtailing of sleep. Bemiyot Sicha, curtailing of conversation. Bemiyot Tzchok, with curtailing of laughter. Be'erach Apayim, slowness to anger. Be'lev Tov, with a good heart. Be'emam Schacham, with faith in the sages. Kabbalah Seisurin, with acceptance of suffering. Be'hamakir Es Mekoma, recognizing one's place. Be'asam Me'ach Be'chalko, one who's happy with his lot. Ve'oses Yag Ledvarav, one who makes offense around his affairs. Ve'enam Machazik Tov La'atzmo, one who does not take credit for himself. Ahuv, is beloved. Oiv Es Amakum, loves the omnipresent, loves Hashem. Oiv Es Abrios, loves the creations. Oiv Es Hatzedakos, loves righteousness. Oiv Es Amesharim, loves reproofs. Oiv Es Atochach, loves Amesharim, loves those who are straight. Oiv Es Atochach, loves reproofs. Marsrachik Menachavah, one who distances himself from honor. V'lo Mesig Libo B'Talmud, one who does not become arrogant because of his learning. V'eno Samech B'Horah, one who does not enjoy rendering halachic decisions. Nosei B'Olim Chavir, one who shares his fellow's burden. Machriyo L'Kaf Schus, one who judges others favorably. Mamido Ala Emas, and sets him on the path of truth. Ma'amir al-Shalom, sets him on the path of peace. Mitzyashav Libo B'Talmud, and is settled in Talmud, and studying Torah, studying the Gemara. Shol and Meshuvah, Shol Me'ah Umosif, asks and answers and hears and adds. Halomed Almanas, Halomed Almanas Lalamed, one who learns in order to teach. V'halomed Almanas La'asos, and one who studies in order to practice. That's the best level. Hamachakim is a rabba, one who makes his teacher wiser. V'hamachabin is shemaso, one who accurately repeats what he heard. V'omer davar b'shem omram, someone who says over the name of one who originally said it. Halamadata kol omer davar b'shem omram, you have learned. Whoever says something over the name of someone who originally said it, mevi geula l'olam, brings redemption to the world. We've talked about this before. Shenemar, as it says, v'tamar Esther l'melech b'shem Mordechai, as Esther informed the king in Mordechai's name. So this is a very large Mishnah, beautiful Mishnah, as they all are, but we won't have much time to go through each one. We'll just try to highlight as much as you can in the time that we have together. So we're talking about all these levels that we could get Torah. So we're talking before about the greatness of a Torah scholar, stating his crown is greater than the other ones, and this is talking about how the crown of Torah is greater than that. And there's so many attributes that are involved here, we're not going to have time for everything, but let's look a little bit at. So the Kohuna has 24 attributes. It's speaking figuratively. It doesn't mean they're actually the means through which priesthood is acquired, for example, but the elevated status of priesthood is manifested through these attributes. Torah has 48. This one, these 48 are literally means by which the Torah is acquired. Here, it's literal language, actual language. They're prerequisites to success in Torah study, and to the degree that one lacks these qualities, his ability to arrive at a true understanding of Torah will be lacking. So the Bryson now lists the 48 things through which the Torah is acquired. So studying is to merit the crown of Torah study. One must study diligently and attentive listening. You have to listen attentively to the lectures of one's teacher. For articulation, you have to articulate the words of Torah. For understanding, it connotes an understanding of the underlying logic of the subject one is studying. With dread, Machsevich explains, dread and fear is both connote feelings of awe and reverence. It's someone who comes with an appreciation of the greatness of that person, when fear is generated by a realization of one's own insignificance in comparison to that thing, especially towards God, who is the King of all kings. For humility, it's a very necessary trait for a student of Torah. In order to actually understand Torah and be able to cover Torah, you have to have the humility like Moshe had, the greatest of all teachers. Joy. Torah study is incompatible with feelings of sadness. It really needs to come only with joy. So too, the Nevi'im back in the day could only get it if they were joyful. Purity. A Torah scholar must purge his heart and mind of any impure thoughts, for the pure and holy Torah can only reside among one who is pure. Ministering to sages, serving Torah stages, and attending to their needs. With analysts of colleagues, this refers to studying Torah together with a partner rather than alone, as pointed out by Rashi. Sharp debate of students refers to the question students ask their teacher. Settled mind. Torah study requires a calm and settled frame of mind. With knowledge of Scripture, most proficiency in Scripture and Mishnah is a prerequisite for success in Torah, for they are the foundation of Torah knowledge. Curtailing a business activity to advance in Torah, one must limit his involvement in affairs of business. With curtailing of social activity, success in Torah requires that a Torah scholar limit his interaction with people outside the study hall, pointed out by Rashi, including social and communal activity, to devote more time to the studies, pointed out by Barbanel. Curtailing of pleasure, key to growth in Torah, is the limiting of physical pleasure. Curtailing sleep, although sleep is a physical necessity, sleeping more than is necessary to preserve health is counterproductive to growth in Torah. Curtailing of conversation, the Bryce refers specifically to purposeless idleness, chatter. That type of speech hinders one's success in Torah. Curtailing laughter, levity, the root of laughter, is the antithesis of Torah. Slowness to anger, forbearance is a character trait that is critical to success in Torah study. Anger causes one to forget his learning. So one who gets angry often will never grow in Torah knowledge. And this was Sifri Rashi, Machsevichi, Major Shmuel, Derachayim, and Ruachayim. With a good heart, a good-hearted person is one who has a soft and yielding nature and who rejoices in helping others. Faith in the sages. In order to succeed in Torah, one must accept every teaching of the sages, the transmitters of the Masorah, even those teaching he does not understand. Pointed out by Tiferes Yisrael. Acceptance of suffering. Accepting with love the suffering that one endures, Rashi points out, without questioning the justness of God's ways, pointed out by Tiferes Yisrael. One who recognizes his place. So over here, we're talking about that this is a different type of style here, how it's explained, but it's someone who recognizes his own feelings and inadequacies. One who's happy with his lot, he's satisfied with his material circumstances that are his portion in life, does not seek to improve them. Making offense around affairs, this refers to protective measures that are designed to ensure that one does not sin. Does not take credit for himself. He does not boast of his accomplishments in Torah because he views Torah study as an obligation which he has not fully yet discharged. His beloved, he possesses a gracious and kind nature that endears him to all people, pointed out by Tiferes Yisrael. Love is omnipresent. Love for God brings with it increased Torah knowledge. One manifests his love for God by studying his Torah Lashma out of love for him. And one who studies Torah Lashma merits that the secrets of the Torah are revealed to him. Loves people. Through unconditional love for others, one can achieve growth in Torah. Ahavas Chinam can counteract Sinas Chinam, which was one of the reasons that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. And that could be also done with Ahavas Chesed and Chesed Acts. Loving righteousness. This and the following two traits are seen in plural. To emphasize or overriding significance, one should not only acquire these for himself, but all that others have as well, HaChassid Yavetz points out. Torah scholar must not only perform righteous acts himself, he must love righteousness. Love's reproofs to succeed in Torah character improvement must be of such importance to a person that he does not merely accept rebuke, but actually rejoices in it because of the opportunity it gives him to mend the flaws that hinder his spiritual growth. Pointed out by Tiferes Yisrael and Barbanel. Love's straightforwardness. He is a person, a paragon of integrity, and does not engage in flattery under any circumstances. Distance from honor. Not only does he not seek honor, he shuns it when it is offered to him, and even actively tries to avoid it. heart does not become arrogant because of learning not only does he shun honor and public recognition, he does not even entertain feelings of pride in his inner recesses of his heart for his scholarship. Doesn't like halachic decisions. He's fearful of deciding questions of halacha out of concern that he might possibly err in his ruling, pointed out by Machzor Vitri. Shares his fellow burden. He emphasizes with his friend's suffering, by pointed out by Medrash Shmuel, and does whatever he can to alleviate his burden, pointed out by Tiferes Yisrael. Judges him favorably. He gives his friend the benefit of the doubt, judging him favorably, even if he does something that appears sinful. Sets him on the path of truth. He does not rejoice when his friend makes a mistake in halachic debate. He does not overlook the mistake out of a misplaced sense of propriety, but he does not arbitrarily dismiss his friend's argument either. He explains to his friend why the argument is flawed and teaches him a correct understanding of the law, pointed out by Machzor Vitri, Medrash Shmuel, Barbanel, Rachaim, and Lechem Shemayim. Sets him on the path of peace. In disputes with his friend, he does not insist on his rights, but willingly compromises in order to preserve peace, pointed out by Rashi. Settled in his study, we're going to go a minute or two over. He does not study quickly and haphazardly, but in a composed and settled manner. And here's an ad. He hears everything. Actually, we skipped asks and answers. The give and take of halachic debate provides a clarity that engages and engraves knowledge deeply and permanently in one's heart and mind. Point out by Tiferes Yisrael, he hears and adds, hears everything his teacher has to say and then seeks to expand on it rather than to contradict it. Point out by Rashi, studies in order to teach. Teaching Torah is conducive to Torah growth for many reasons and on many levels. Practically, the teacher must verbally express the Torah he thoughts he is transmitting to his students. As we've seen, articulation of the words of Torah or of studies is key to remembering them, point out by Lechem Shemayim, and studies in order to practice. He studies Torah with the intent of learning all the details necessary for the proper performance of the mitzvahs. Makes teacher wiser. He sharpens his teacher by acting incisive questions and seeking constant clarification of his teacher's words, and accurately repeats what he heard. When quoting his teacher, he is careful to repeat the teaching exactly as he heard it. Keeping with the Talmudic dictum, a person is required to say things in the precise language of his teacher, from Brachos 47 and Rashi Machzor Vitri, and says something over in the name of someone who originally said it. When he repeats a thought he heard from someone else, he is particular to attribute it to that person. Needless to say, he himself does not take credit for the thought, pointed out by Tiferes Yisrael and Machzor Vitri. And we learn this, that it brings redemption. The Tana notes that the reader is undoubtedly aware of the importance of crediting a source to the one who is said originally, for there's another benefit to this practice, one which should already be known to the reader from Scripture, as the writer shows that it serves as a catalyst to bring redemption to the world. And the merit of crediting the source, God rescues the Jews from their oppressors, pointed out by Major Shmuel, and that's shown from Esther saying it in Mordechai's name. Esther told Ahasuerus Mordechai discovered a plot against the king. Since it was reported in the name Mordechai, Ahasuerus knew Mordechai was the one responsible for saving his life and subsequently rewarded Mordechai for this, and this reward contributed to Haman's downfall. Therefore, we see, crediting Mordechai with the deed, Esther set in motion a chain of events that eventually led to the redemption, pointed out by Machzor Vitri, a wonderful Mishnah of all the wonderful things that are involved in Torah study. Let's talk next time how great Torah is, because it confers life on those who do it in this world and the world to come, here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.